of the people. What a beautiful Tuesday today. And I believe as I speak, people are preparing to go to work. Some they are from work going home. Tate.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
I have already welcomed you. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. We are on our show called Time to Meditate. And we thank God for today. We're still alive. Remember when we start our show? We start our show, right? Let's close our eyes as we pray. Then we are praying tonight. We say, Lord, come and be with us. Forgive us our trespasses, your will that we have done. Whatever that we have done, that we were not supposed to do. I'm saying, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father Lord, you are the Lord, and you remain God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, because you are the Lord, you have been God, and you will continue to be God. Everyone who is listening to this show, I say, Lord, touch them, Lord, bless them, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, and amen. Okay, we have prayed, and we have welcomed God to be with us tonight as we are going to meditate. It's going to be awesome. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. I'm going to play this song as I prepare you. As I make you to feel at home as we start. I'm going to play the song, "It Shall Follow Me." Song is going to be awesome. Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can, our number is 0328 94658. On our Skype, which is email us at info@bythegrace.org. You can chat us on our website, www.radio@bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there. You can chat to us. Whatever that you want to know, it's going to be awesome. So time to meditate. I'm going to play this song. Enjoy the song. It's going to be awesome.
I smell favor. I am favor. Where I go, money shop jobs shall follow me. 'Cause I am favor.
Favor is mine. I see favor in my place. That favor that James is talking about. May God grant you this favor in your job place. Favor. Now we are born. We are meditating. The scripture that we are meditating with is in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1. That's the scripture that we are going to meditate. It's going to be awesome. And I believe that your life will never be the same again after this time to meditate. I know that during the day, from in the morning, you are going up and now what I'm saying is going to help us. I believe as we continue to, in the mirror, you just see the mirror, you see down, you see the mirror, and then you start to correct what work. Most of people, they look at the mirror to see if their hair is fine, whatever, there is a mistake. They look, they try to correct it. That is this show all about as we meditate. I told you the scripture that we meditate, verse scripture that we meditating with, headquarters. Hallelujah. You can clap the hands wherever you are. Hallelujah. Step by step, forever we will sing by Michael W. Smith. Michael W. Smith. What a beautiful Tuesday. First Timothy chapter 2, made in your life. I believe that there are things that you are going with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamavula. I'm on by the Grace Radio Station. The number that you can interact with me in the studio, it's 083, that is a WhatsApp team number you can call, 083-289-4658. The very same number you can SMS 083-289-4658. You can SMS. If you want to comment, you're welcome to do that. You can send us email at inradio@bythegrace.org. If you want to chat to us, you can chat to us. There's a chat box there. You can in it. Now we're reading all people vision. Then I'm gonna read it with the message. Then I'm gonna read it with a new life vision. And then we continue. Now it read as follows. As I read, I'm saying to you that share your support, share whatever that you are doing. You left whatever that you are doing, you are listening as we meditate. Now let me read. All people, ask God to bless them and give them what they need. Any, all right, that you pray them and give them what. Bible says, first of all, to the message, say, who is pray? The first thing that I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. Okay? Alright. Let's read with the New Light Translation. He said, I urge them, intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. I urge you. What I like about when Paul, on most cases, was not commanding, he was asking. Now here, he's urging, he's motivating, he's telling them, ask that I ask you that first of all, you should pray. Okay? I ask you, first of all, pray. That is, reading or this whole chapter was in effect. Now, that is when you read in, that is where Paul was explaining to them. Now the verse that we are reading, it is being written by Paul now to Timothy. Timothy was in Ephesus. He has been told that what must happen. Now, Paul told Timothy, now it's in Ephesus. He's reading it. First of all, I ask that you pray for all people. Ask God to bless them and give them what they need. Now, who should do that? Sometimes we as people, we end up being shifting the responsibility that is ours. Let me put it this way. We as a pastors, we as the churches, we somehow taking the responsibility, we give the responsibility. Now, that's our responsibility to pray for each and everyone. Now, the little agreement is saying the hand that gives. Now, we should pray for each and everyone. It is our responsibility to pray. The Bible says it is our responsibility to pray for each and everyone. It's your responsibility to pray for that neighbor. He may be there suffering, but it's your responsibility. Are you feeling happy when you see your neighbor there suffering? You should pray for your neighbor.
Right. You know what my mother taught me? My mother taught me to sing this song like this sometimes.
Each and everyone, we should come as one and pray. The Bible says we should pray. Pray for each and everyone. Whether you regard a person as your enemy, you should pray for that person. It doesn't matter if you are not on the same level. Maybe you are fighting, but pray for your person. Pray for that person. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your colleague. And when you do that, God will bless you. The Bible says, pray for each and every person so that God can bless them. And after God blesses them, after God gives them what they need, you should give God the praise. By the Grace Radio station that opened the hearts and soul of the people, you are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. The time is 10:02. We are meditating our scripture we read in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1. It talks about that, first of all, I ask you that you pray for all people. Ask God to bless them and give them what they need, and give thanks. That is your responsibility as a man. Whoever we have listened to me now, this is your responsibility to pray. When you see things not going well, don't blame anyone. Just pray. Just pray. Whatever your word is, your prayer will change this world. Your prayer will change your neighbor. Doesn't matter whether it's one word or two words, but when you pray, when you pray, when you pray. Now, our referral scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, 12. You see, we pray that the Lord will make your love grow. We pray that He will give you more and more love for each other and for all people. We pray that you will love everyone in the same way we love you. Now, that is what they say. We pray. We pray that may God increase your love. May God make your love to grow. May God make your love to grow. Oh, I worship you. We worship you, Lord, tonight. We're meditating, Lord, as we pray. We are learning about prayer, that we should pray for each and everyone that we see. We pray for each and every person. Whether we know a person we don't know, we should pray. It's our responsibility. It is not someone's. Don't shift responsibility to someone. It is your responsibility as well. Whoever we have just listened, whoever we have just tuned it now, it is your responsibility as well to pray. It is your responsibility to pray for your neighbor. It is your responsibility to pray for your friend. It is your responsibility to pray for your wife. It is your responsibility for government. We go to verse number 2. We worship you, Lord. We are by the grace radio. It's life. Light. Let's read the message what it says. It say. It say. Verse number 2. It say. Remember in the English revision it say. You should pray for rulers and for all who have authority. Pray for these leaders so that we can live quiet and peaceful life. Lives full of devotion to yes, Lord. We bow before. Yes. Think simply. If for the government, we should pray for the kings so that we can live quiet and peaceful. Our responsibility is not someone's responsibility. It's your responsibility. Whoever who have listened, whoever who is hearing me now, whoever who have just tuned it now, I'm saying to you, that's your responsibility to pray for this government. You know, sometimes we end up being saying things. Instead of talking, we should pray. Instead of pointing fingers and listening. The man upstairs, whatever that you can, Elijah is saying, oh Baba, That's what he say. Your glory, Lord. I bow before your throne. You can join him tonight and say, Lord, we can learn to pray. Now let's just do this.
And tell him, people of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalite, Texirek, we are coming for you 2018. That's the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the thief here. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see of Jesus, there is no one can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship, and our Selaelo. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be up. Stay blessed.
You can't do more than the old Swanella. But the grace.
Yeah. That what you had. We will have a soul winning campaign in Lenasia. Tembalitle, I think you heard it. It's gonna be awesome. So that we are really saying you should pray so that we can live and pray, because the Bible says prayer change. Prayer change. Prayer can change each and every situation. If we can pray as a country, if we can pray as individual, when we pray in one heart to invite God. It's your responsibility. To ask God, is your responsibility to pray for this government. It may look like we are losing it, but let me tell you, when you pray, something is going to happen. When you pray, there's a change that is going to happen. When you pray, there's a change. Only when you pray, change. The Bible says we should pray for government. I don't know, when last did you pray for this government? You alone, not including someone. Remember in verse number 1, it talks about we should pray for each and everyone. It's our responsibility for each and everyone. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your friend. Pray for your colleague. For one another. Let's put on. That is the work of the devil. Listen, you alone, you can be pray. We should pray that may God dwell in this country. Let's pray for water. Now let me do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo. 9 p.m. By the way, just move.
Your idea of a gospel band winning soul campaign by the grace right here, Yona, and bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our Karakuramul Dagarilla in La Internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our Nichese Monomoro Yaya 073-269-2731, our WhatsApp Yarina 083-289-4658.
Time to take John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace, gentlemen, soon. By the
desire to honor. Lord, with my heart I worship you. And all I have within me I give you praise. And all that I adore is in
Michael W. Smith is saying, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Have your way in me. That's a prayer. That's why I'm saying, wherever you are, it's your responsibility to pray. It's your responsibility to call God, praying for this country. Praying for this country. Praying for our leaders, praying for our president, praying for our deputy president, praying for our ministers, minister of transport, each and everyone, whoever that is in the parliament, whoever that is in the leadership, it's our responsibility to pray for them. It's a command from God. It's a command that we should do. It's a message. We have been requested to do it. Now when we read in the Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11, it says, so Lord, please listen to my prayer. I am your servant. Please listen to the prayers of your servants who want to show respect for your name. You know I am the king's wine servant. So please help me today. Help me as I ask the king for help. Give me success and help me to be pleasing to the king. That is Nehemiah. Remember we read in the 1 Timothy chapter 2 that talks about that we should pray for our leaders. We should pray for our government. The problem that I know that we are having, we sometimes point fingers to the people. We saying that it is you. Now, you know, when we pray, God will be among us. That is why Nehemiah prayed. He said, Lord, please hear my prayer. He said, Lord, please hear my prayer. Lord, please hear my prayer as I pray. I am your servant. You know, I wait. He was the one who was armor bearer. You know, Julian Wood, who was carrying the they were calling that person armor bearer. Now here the person is saying, I'm responsible for taking care of the wines in King's palace. Now he's saying, Lord, I pray, please hear my prayer. To be now, the time is 7:11, time to meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. We are by the Grace Radio Station that brings to the heart of the people. Your responsibility to pray for the kings, to pray for the kings and the government. Now let's go to the book of Psalms 21:4. To the director, let's pray for our leaders, to pray for each and everyone. And that is our, I should pray for our leaders. This one says, to Solomon's son, to know what is justice. Now if we pray, we can pray for our country. Believe in me, see our country being in a different level. The problem is, instead of saying 1, 2, 3, 4, we are told that we should pray. We should pray. Romans chapter 13 verse number 1-7, it says, power to rule by God. And all those who rule now were given that power by God. So anyone who is against the government on themselves, those then do only what is wrong. So you must obey the government, not just because you may be punished, but because too, those rulers are working for God and they give all their time to the work of ruling. Give everyone what you owe them. If you owe them any kind of tax, then pay it. Show respect to those who should respect. I know it's whatever you're taking, it doesn't mean we should pray for our government. When you pray for our leaders who have to pray with every morning or each and every evening, when you get time, pray. When you pray, mention, pray for our prayers. Pray. That's what we on our daily show, time to meditate. Let's just do this. There's a song that Kidube. They did like Kidube. Just listen to it. It's a reggae one, but you will understand the mission. Just listen. That's all words. We don't go. Not good.
Up we go.
saying, up we go. Now, I want to tell you this word, that you should pray for this beautiful country. You should pray for them in South Africa. Pray. Three, you can pray for the government of the country that you are in. Me now. Number two, we read verse number two. And then we were reading, I was giving you the referral scripture to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 2 to 5. It says, I say you should always obey the king's command. Do this because God made a promise. Because you made a promise to God. Don't be afraid to give suggestion to the kings. And don't support something that is wrong. But remember, the king gives the command that please him. He has the authority to give command, and no one can tell him what to do. People will be safe if they obey his command, but wise people know the right time to do things, and they also know when to do the right thing. For each and every one, the leaders, them, to the hearts, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever we are, I am broken. And now let's continue. We read Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse 12 until verse 13. It says, I learned that the best thing for people to do is to be happy and enjoy themselves at work. These are the gifts from God. Alright. Now we go to Proverbs chapter 2, and the king. And don't join with those who are against them. Respect the Lord and the king. Son, don't join those who are against them. Don't join. That is what we continue to meditate. Alright. I just want to do this. We say this. We're saying Masigita.
Yeah.
Masingita. God can do everything. Time to meditate. Doing same song as we continue to meditate. It is awesome. It is what I'm doing. Just for John Mamaolo. It's in the book chapter. Now we are in verse number 2, and we to remember we read first 2 and verse number 3. This is good. When we pray for each and everyone, when we pray for our government, our leaders, our good and pleasing, our Savior, we pray for our government, it is what is pleasing God. Now around corner 2, now it is 7:40. 20 minutes to 8. By God or 2, I will have Pastor Patrick. He will join me tonight as we are continuing to meditate. And we read 3. It tells us what pleasing God, government. When we, because sometimes fighting, we should pray for our need. That is what is pleasing God. God is pleased with that. As we need God, God is of praying for each and every one. Praying for each and everyone. Believe in me, we will see changes. Whatever that is happening in our country, the government will change. It doesn't matter who comes into power. So that's why I'm saying we should pray for our leaders. The Bible tells us that That is a good thing. That is please you. Now when you say, but if a widow's children or grandchildren, the first thing they need to learn is this, to show their devotion to God by taking care of their own family. They will be repaying their parents and displease God. It's pleasing God. Okay? Okay. Alright. Go to verse number. Only one way that people who, as I'm going to stop here, remember with number 4, where it was telling us what to do. So, I'm going to play this song. After the song, when I come back, I'm going to play 2 songs. When I, Patrick, I want to fetch him with Gijime. We need to get Gijime. Marudi, I welcome you to By the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I welcome Sigijime. I want to play this song that you can listen to it. It's saying Down We Doop. It's a reggae song. You're gonna listen to it, you're gonna love it. We talking about that's about we should pray for it. Before we do that, I want to play. Okay, Murudi, I was welcoming you with this. In other words, the late Lakudiri was praying, and he was saying that we cannot let you. And was saying, in other that we just read tonight, First Timothy chapter 2, should pray for each and every one. In other words, it was telling us about the responsibility that we need to take. That is his responsibility. To the responsibility.
It with God. Here is something that happens. The more we pray for others, the ones which are praying, they get better and they get more righteous as they pray for others. The reason I'm saying that is because you cannot simply pray to God for. You cannot hate the person you pray to God for. You cannot rob or murder or rape the person you are praying to God for. So the more as a people, tell God what will be upon our leaders.
Okay.
Because if devil's hands should be upon our leaders. We are in trouble because the Bible says we must obey our leaders. Mm. So now if they are led by the devil, it's by praying for them.
Okay.
That God would help them, that the hand of God would be upon them, that they would rule of God according to the will of God. God with the peace of God, with the justice of God.
Mm, mm.
So in most cases we find ourselves entangling ourselves through criticism instead of praying for the responsibility to pray for the people that they lead. Remember in the book of Timothy, the epistles, Exodus, we also find for the people that he leads that it is a two-way street. Yeah, must pray for the people that he leads, must plead people that are being led, the one way or the other. I believe that it justifies what Paul says here in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. That prayers and requests and supplications and thanksgiving must be made for all people. But you must see it. We must not...
Okay.
On behalf of other people, we must be able to say, God, praise, he's not worthy man. He's leading. Continue to empower him. Continue to praise for him. We must also be able to not just request doing things on its own.
So, okay. Now, I want us to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, number, who have authority in this world. Do this for the Lord. Obey the kings. And we continue to pray for you to be willing to be willing to serve, okay? To serve. Because now, as I have noticed that nowadays, even in the Christians, the pastors, instead of praying, we start saying, no, we must change. We must change and put this one and this one and this one and this one. It becomes the, when we go to Romans chapter 13, verse number 1 to 7, I'm going to read it in full. It's full us. Everyone and all who are powered by God against something God has commanded. Those who are against the government. Number 3. People, but those who from fearing them. You. Rulers are God's servants. If you do, you have reason to use it. So you must obey them. You must be punished. But because you know it is the right thing to do. And this is what you pay taxes to, okay? And this is why working for God, and they give all their time to the work of ruling. Give everyone, if you owe them, your respect to those, okay? Is that if we are against the government, we are against what God has done.
Has done.
Now, it is...
concerning this,
okay.
But I'm going to start with the verse that you just read from before, which are now they are still like the leaders, people which were born again. Now they also wanted to, you know. And Peter says, "No, obey your leaders." On other words, the revelation there is that you will be able to influence them.
Yeah.
In other words, your obedience will be a preaching to them.
Mm.
Just as obedience was a preaching that earned Joseph even the highest office in government. You know, Joseph's obedience and humility, even though Joseph was a man of God, but he was serving the Egyptian gods. He was serving the Egyptian leaders, which were not the people of God, the children of God. But because of his obedience and humility, he was recognized. And as a result, it's easy to command your leader. You cannot preach. That's number one. That's what I wanted to address as far as the book of Peter, what Peter was saying is concerned.
Yeah.
Now, coming to Paul and what Paul is talking about in the book of Romans, we must obey. He's saying that government, I would choose to say, you know, those who are saying you must obey the government, you know, in the context of the 21st century where we say the government, Rebuagat. We would sit down and obey the, you know, if that was the case. You know, but what have been ordained, you've got a case against them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
At the oppression of the Egyptian pharaohs.
Mm.
The way they addressed it was Moses to, instead of the people to just do an uprising, destroying the government departments, the buildings and everything, God is saying you must use obedience and proper channels, even if you feel that you've got some, you know, some concerns about their leaders, obedient manner. Mm. Therefore, you must obey your leaders.
Yes.
Instead of simply just saying the government, I choose to say you must obey the people which lead over you.
Mm.
Yeah, because when we say you must obey the government, hey, some may to mean the church must bow to the political party.
No, yeah.
That are in rulership.
Mm. You know,
that's not what the Bible is saying.
Let's go to at least, remember here they mentioned in understanding and about the taxes.
Mm.
Because the rulers are wicked. They giving their time to work on ruling. So next time put in for text, but some other time.
Yeah,
people they can understand, because we will talk about the text and we're gonna do in our, I don't know when, but when God helps us, then we'll talk about text we talk about, so that people they can understand, they cannot be misled. People are some like they do. Now, chapter number 8. I saw the king's command. Understand? Because we should wear the miniskirt. I mean, people, they must understand it. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Do this because you sin to the king. Okay? Meaning, endure the king.
Yeah.
And then it tell him what to do. Verse number 2, number 5. I'm going to repeat it from verse number 2. It says, I say you should always obey the king's command. Do this. Don't be afraid. Support something gives the command that pleases him.
Yeah.
He has the authority to give command, and no one can tell him what to do. Number 5. People will but wise, and they also know. Okay. So let me just give you a time to narrate on what.
I love it. Bring it, the king and his subjects in the kingdom to the family.
Mm.
The family where there is the head of the family in whom Sarah said, and the wife, one of the leaders in the kingdom.
Mm.
Yeah, remember. Mm. Then in leadership as well, but under the king, then Hunaliba Tofela. With that, the wife Utana, the wife is almost the same as they don't command or direct the king, but they help the king.
Yes.
All right. Now, the Bible says we must obey the king's command.
Mm.
Because we took an oath before God. That is the same as saying, you must obey the head of the family, because we as a bride, and they way, you know.
Mm.
And you said something that is very important in verse 4. You said, say to him, what are you doing? But we'll know the proper time and procedure.
Mm.
You know. That is why 6 says, for there is a proper time for, though a man's misery, we must understand that if there are issues that you don't
know,
you must understand the process. You know, so it's very important for us to understand that happens with the church, husband, the wife, and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They must understand the time and the procedure and the attitude.
Mm.
You know, because there are times where the king says something and then you feel that you are not in a right position to be able to properly obey that king's command.
Yes.
You can reason with the king, but without a way that will agitate the king.
Yes, yes.
But in a way that will make the king to see that which is right.
Which is
the king must see your humility.
Mm-hmm.
The king, you must be able to approach things in the way that will not create even more tension between you and the king.
Mm.
I'm talking right now in the context of the wife and the husband.
Yes.
Where the wife feels that this is too much.
Yeah.
She must find a way, the time and the procedure to be able to properly and with humility communicate with the husband. That's number one.
Mm.
Number two, in the context of the church and the church leadership.
Mm.
Still, we must know how we approach the leadership. We must have the proper time and the proper procedure for every matter.
Yeah.
And it also comes to the issue of the government, where maybe we are led by a king. There's a kingdom, like in a kingdom of Swaziland, we're led by the king.
Mm-hmm.
We're not led by the president, we are led by the king.
The king, yeah.
In the case of South Africa, where in South Africa, you guys are led by a president, not the king, but it works the same way, authority over.
Mm.
You must be able to raise those, for proper timing and procedure, it is okay. You can even, you must understand those dynamics.
Okay. Let's just do this. Let's just say.
Touch to 9 p.m. by the grace of Jesus Christ.
Morality tutorial by the great winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of the Nashia in Gauteng, Tembalite, soul winning on the 21st. Of September to 23 of September takes for a soul. Go and tell them more. Come in there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deaf hear. Only by the name of it is only Jesus. Join us there. Join us there together with by the grace band, together with by the grace our upcoming guests are. It's gonna be awesome. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed.
Okay, Yamrut, we will be back to our listener. The time is 8:23. I am with Pastor Pet in the studio. We always have, we are about the grace for a soul. 0328946585 is our number. That's, or you can call out to the same number. Those who are international, you can use the Skype, which is a BT website. There we are meditate each and everyone. When born again, it's your requirement to pray for, to thank God, whatever they're doing. Now we go to the Proverbs chapter 24, verse 21. Son, risk and don't join with those who are against them. Don't join with the king. In other words, what it's saying here, as Mudev have already mentioned, there are people and they want to boycott the pastor. The pastor must go. Okay? The pastor must go. He's not educated. There are people who are saying that. Sorry, talking about politics, I'm just saying. Solo trying to advise the son, and that my son, respect the Lord and the kings, and don't join with those who are against them. In other words, when we see, we read, but it doesn't mean that your suggestion will be taken.
Yes.
Right? When to react. It is our responsibility to pray for the leaders, to pray for the government, to pray for pastors, to pray for the kings, so that we may not form a routine like now. As I know, you know what, move me being a pastor. Now he's a pastor, but they just decided to take the paper. They're not delivering, but in the other hand, we forget our part. To pray for them. So I give you an ad to yeah.
Hey, you a very sad and sensitive portion of the just today.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the
group, okay,
who men and women of God, fellow pastors, fellow leaders of churches. And he speaking against the church, speaking against the pastor, and speaking even to other people in the church, the social media space, cyberspace, etc. And that man of God, we know him. He's a loving man of God. And as people, I believe he most probably, but what is so, has been so disregarded, has ordained him to be a servant of, who have different dynamics, as a people or as a congregation, to Lord and against God. And God does not want that. That is why you ready, my son. Do not. Yeah, church understands that the pastor cannot satisfy everybody.
Yeah.
Of there is details, he can miss us so than to cover him, make to use him to see the same thing happening in the sons of Noah. Ham, his own was cursed, Canaan, but Ham did.
Yes.
Do that, we incur a curse. That curse may not fall upon us.
Yes.
But may fall, an age can even fall, very, very important, that we don't turn to Facebook and start to talk bad about him and basically kill him with our words and embarrass him and all those things, but rather we should restore him gently.
Saying, Murud, we should, our task is to, hold on Murud, hold on, but let me just do it. I'm back, Brutus. I'm back. Saying, our Father, holy is the Lord. And it's saying, this is a song that we will always sing. Our Father, who art in heaven. Here we pray. You see. Now we have, and so do the people.
And we've gathered here.
Now, to our listener, we have just gathered here today. To meditate and to talk about prayer, what we're missing a mark, and I believe that God is going to help us as we continue. We're saying, Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, so Muruti, I give you a time now. I don't know, it seems that we have a problem. Okay, let me just do this, Muruti. 1 minute, we do this. We are back. All is well. All is well. We are back. Time to meditate. Yeah, time to meditate. Our Father who art in heaven. It's tough. Where will you run to?
You find yourself at the position where